It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter here live from the Fortside Fieldhouse. And Jordan, should be a tough one tonight.
Yeah, good evening, Brian. It's going to be a great night of basketball. Got really two good teams here. Going to be a great matchup.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Right now we have the, technically it's their number two, but they're undefeated. Marion Local. Coldwater sets 4-0 on top of the MAC. Marion Local's looking at 3-0 and coming in with a 9-2 record. And I saw in the first AP poll, they were number eight in the state of Ohio. And Fort Recovery Indians are looking at a 2-2 MAC record and 8-5 overall. So it should be a great battle tonight, Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm anxious to see what kind of matchups we're going to get, and it's going to be a nail-biter, I think.
Awesome. Well, let's take a break on our Wayne IGA pregame show, and we'll be right back.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're talking with Coach Bob Leverett here before the game against Marion Local. They're coming in undefeated in the MAC. We're at 2-2. What are you thinking tonight?
Yeah, we're hoping to get back on track. We've lost four in a row now, four pretty close games. And through that stretch, we've had a little bit of injury and some sickness. So everybody's healthy tonight. We're hoping to be able to come out and maybe get them their first loss in the league and compete against them, and hopefully get back on track here with a win. We're gonna do our stuff that we've continued to do. We're gonna run our motion offense, and we'll man them up. We'll probably throw a little bit of zone at them here and there, but basically just doing our thing that we've done all year.
All right, that's been Coach Bob Leverett here on the Wayne IGA pregame show. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
All right, we're back here again. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action from the Fort Side Fieldhouse as the Marion local Flyers are taking our Fort Recovery Indians. And Jordan, it did not start out well tonight with the JV action.
Woo. Yeah, they got us on that one, and hopefully we can get a little payback here.
Yeah. In the JV action, the quarter scores went like this. At the end of one, it was 21-5, and it was not good for our Indians. Second quarter, they outscored us 15-9. Going into halftime, it was 36-14. In the third quarter, they continued to pile on. It was 16-9, outscoring us in that quarter. And they went into the start of the fourth quarter, leading 52-23. First time I've seen a running clock in a JV game.
Yeah.
And they outscored us in the fourth quarter, 18-11, and it was 68-34 final. Marion local Flyers come on top in JV action. So, and as you said, hopefully it's not going to be that way in this game. And, you know, we got a pretty good crowd here tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I'm anxious. It's going to be, you know, seats are still filling up over here. And Marion usually brings a pretty good crowd. So it'll be a, I think it's going to be kind of a packed house.
Yeah, you know, for us, we're, you know, our Fort Recovery Indians, we're coming off of a four-game losing streak. All have been relatively close, which I think we've done all four of those, haven't we?
Yeah.
And
I hope that's not saying anything.
Well, you know, I was kind of preluding to that a little bit. But, you know, we lost to St. John's here close in a great atmosphere type game in the NMAC action. And then I'm trying to think who that Saturday game was after St. John's.
That would have been, was that Bakken's?
Yes, there you go. At Bakken's, you know, we're down Landon Post, our second leading scorer coming in at 8 points a game on the season, is out that game. And that obviously hurts us. And Rex Leverett gets in foul trouble after having 11 points in the first quarter. And we're playing with five guys the whole pretty much game for the most part. I don't know if Rex played and logged more than 10 minutes in that game. And then, you know, so that's two games. And then we turn around, and last week we played on Friday night. I'm trying to think. My mind's blank right now.
That would have been... Wow.
Anyway, as we look here, Coldwater at the Palace.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Coldwater at the... Hey, by the way, we didn't do those.
Yeah,
we haven't done those. That's
so,
why.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Anyway, at least us two together, I've done them all, but maybe I'm bad luck. Anyway, we lose to Coldwater, who's leading the MAC right now, in a tough game for us, kind of shooting on the road over there. And then we lose to a very good Maumee Valley team here at the buzzer on our last second shot. So hopefully we can kind of right this ship tonight. It is going to be tough. As the eighth-ranked team in Division IV, the Marion local Flyers come in here to our Fort Side. On a positive note for us, not so much for the Marion local Flyers. They're without their leading scorer right now in Jaden Mesher.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think our boys are starting to come together. We got Reese Guggenbiller back, and so we're trying to get back and get healthy and be a good matchup.
Yeah, and Troy set out last Saturday as his brother Will got married,
right.
So congrats to Will again. And hopefully we're four squad here and ready to go. So we got the national anthem coming. We'll be back for the starting lineups.
Wintertime is a great time to make a big old batch of chili, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need for your family's favorite wintertime meal. They have the beans, the tomato juice and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, a large selection of seasonings to spice it up just right, shredded cheese, crackers, and of course the ground chuck. Just stop by Wayne IGA today and pick up everything you'll need to warm up your family on those chilly winter nights. Great selection and great prices every day at Wayne IGA. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Cal Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Cal Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at calpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any questions you may have. We are committed to excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your health care team. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back getting ready here for the starting lineups. Jordan, you want to take it away?
Yeah, so we got the visiting Marion local Flyers. Starting lineup's going to be number 4, Luke Pullman. He's a 6-foot senior. Number 12, Tate Hess. He's a 6'2 senior. Number 15, Brandon Ike, 6'1 senior. Number 23, Austin Niekamp, 6'8 sophomore. And number 33, Jack Kanapke, 6'9 junior. So a lot of height there.
As I said, this might be the first game that our Indians have been outsized in any game all year.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you are.
I mean, even looking at them, even their guards, every kid on the floor right now is over 6 foot coming into tonight. So that's impressive.
Yeah, really.
And to start off, before we get to our starting lineup, one thing I think that's pretty cool that we do, and Harold Feely and Bubba Sargo do a great job of this, and that is anytime another school that we're always playing, we do a great job of honoring them if they won a state championship or something.
And absolutely.
So coming in tonight, you know, Harold Feely, the voice of the Indians, announced the congratulations to Coach Goodwin and the Marion local Flyers on the Gridiron State Championship, and obviously we want to do that as well.
So. And you know, that does speak volumes. As a alma mater of Marion local, you know, that was something we were always used to, and it's always something that, you know, it's nice that camaraderie, you know, between the MAC schools.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, before we get tonight, I also want to give a shout-out to a special listener of ours, and that is Chuck Etzler, athletic director, assistant basketball coach here in our 71 state championship, head baseball coach. He has gone through a surgery. I believe it's a hip or knee. I forget which one. He seems like he's had a lot of those, and he's at home recovering tonight. And so, Chuck, our thoughts are out with you, and hopefully for a speedy recovery. And just so you know, I did talk to your brother-in-law, Dave, tonight, and talked to Little Hillsdale Charger and Kentucky men's basketball stuff. So, Chuck, we're all in good hands here.
That's awesome.
And getting ready here for our Indians, it's the traditional lineup we've been going with, and that is senior Landon Post, number 0, 6-foot guard. Number 10, Troy Holman, a 6-foot junior. Number 12, Rex Leverett, a 6'4 junior. Daniel Patch, number 21, is a 6'7 senior. And Kel Ramo, who broke the 1,000-point scoring barrier last weekend for Kel, so congrats to Kel, is a 6'5 senior. So getting ready to jump here at the Center Circle as we start and finish our Wayne IGA pregame show and getting ready for our 10 cover tip-off. And our first quarter sponsor tonight is Calp Pharmacy. And Kel Rammel is looking up at one Jack Kanapke, who's 6'9".
We can get this. We can get this.
Quicker off
Look
the
at that.
There he goes.
Kel Rammel with the tip.
Troy Holman has the ball. Interesting matchup. Jack Kanapke, their 6'9" kid, is guarding Troy Holman, our point guard.
Very interesting.
And the matchup I really like is Kel Rammel's inside. Nice drive and scoop up there for Troy Holman, but misses it. Rebound by Marion Local, and Rex Leverett almost had his hands on the ball. That's going to be an interesting matchup. I wonder why they did that.
Yeah, very interesting.
All right, Marion Local has the ball now on the right-hand side. Pullman swings it up top to Niekamp. Niekamp over on the left-hand side to Hess, inside to Kanapke. Double-teamed by Rammel and Patch.
Good help side.
Didn't matter, right up over the top of him. Nice post-entry pass and feed and move by Jack Kanapke. Indians trail here 2-0 to start the game off. Troy Holman has the ball. On the right-hand side, he's laying a post, fires a three, no good. Kanapke with the rebound.
And you know, I think we, our game, we do favor a little bit of, we try to get the offensive rebounds. It's going to be tough tonight.
Yes, it will. Niekamp has the ball inside, back out to Hess. Gets a ball screen from Kanapke. Definitely don't want to switch that. Yeah. Niekamp for three, off and out of bounds on the Flyers. It'll be Indians ball. Coach is looking at him saying, why'd you shoot that with Kanapke? Yeah, great post position in there.
Yeah. I mean, you got 6'8", 6'9", and I mean, it's gonna be a battle.
Yes, it will.
Troy Holman bring the ball down.
I'm
right
still
there.
Intrigued by this matchup here.
It is odd.
Kel Rammel. Yep. Rammel has the ball over to post. Post on the left-hand side. Drives in baseline and kicks over to Daniel Patch for three in the corner.
Big
good
ball
for Daniel. He is our leading three-point shooter on the year. That's a big bucket for the Indians right there, taking the 3-2 lead. This is going to be a great matchup inside for Kel Rammel because he will have to work in there hard without fouling. Three over and for the over-the-back call. Three over there for the Indians, and Daniel Patch on a nice box out and gets Niekamp on the over-the-back call.
And that's going to be the other big thing. As long as we box out and we contest, I think we'll get some good defensive rebounds, and hopefully we can value our possessions on the other end.
Well, we were looking here beforehand. Marion Local shoots 32% from the three-point line, but they've only shot 154. We don't shoot it a lot. We shot 213, so yeah. They don't live out there a whole lot, so that could be an advantage.
And our percentage is a little bit lower, but when you shoot that many, I mean,
right,
tough pass there by Troy Holman turning the ball over.
Yeah, and that's a matchup we got to be able to exploit, but we got to be able to make good passes inside.
Pullman drives, kicks out to Hess.
Nice play by Kel Rammel.
Tried to feed the ball into Jack Kanapke there. Kel Rammel with the tip out of bounds.
You said Hess here is a very good athlete, so he's triggering it in. Getting a screen from Kanapke. Back up to Pullman. Pullman would be, you say his dad is Mike, the principal there, right?
I know, I'm not sure if this one is. I know the one that plays JV is.
Okay. I just figured all the Pullmans
I kind of, yeah. I mean, they're one way or another.
Rebound miss for the Flyers, and Kel got a rebound over there. Troy Holman has the ball up top. Swings it over to Landon Post. Man, they're out in the passing lanes.
Yeah, they are.
Rex Leverett for three in the corner. Going to be off the side of the backboard. Troy Holman with an offensive rebound. Thinks twice. Post up. And no good. Hess with the rebound. Push ahead in transition. Kel Rammel flips it away. Not the best offensive possession there for the Indians.
And Kel does a great job getting back, and they can contest those passes. I mean, great job there.
Not as quite fast-paced as it was last week, but nonetheless still getting it out.
Yeah.
Pullman has the ball on the right-hand side, trying to get in the Kanapke. See what kind of drop step move he makes. Nice little left-handed jump hook, but no good. Indians with the rebound. Lead right now with 4:45 to go in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. 3-2 Indians, low-scoring game. Pullman drives in, seeing what he has. Kel's wanting the ball on the left-hand side. He has ISO, no help side. That would have been a great time to hit him. Instead, we overthrew him. Right there, Jordan, I think you got to hit him and let him go ISO one-on-one right there. There's no backside help.
100%, especially when you're bringing out Kanapke that far. I mean,
right, because there's no shot blockers. Daniel's on the perimeter. Niekamp's outside. Kanapke is on Troy. He's outside. Kel's going one-on-one with no backside help to block him.
And even if Niekamp gets down there, then you got Daniel Patch wide open for three. You know, I mean, that's
right. I like it. We just got to be able to hit it. right, checking in for the Flyers was number 10, Mitchell Ranley. Ranley has the ball. Ooh, nice drive in there. Body contact from Landon Post.
He'll be on the floor.
Yeah, Hess is quick. My goodness, you said he was athletic, and he is, because he went by Landon like he was set there.
Yeah. I tell you, when you play football and you go to state, it takes some kind of athlete to get that far.
Yeah. Nice little play right there. Cross screen, big to big, and Niekam scores off of that lob pass. Flyers lead right now, 4-3.
I really like that action there, Kale posting up on Hess down there.
I do, too. I think we got to be able to use that a little bit more to our advantage.
See, this doesn't help us with Troy being on the opposite corner.
Right, because now he's not even guarding Troy inside. Rex Love right with the slip, goes up. Power into contact, Rex. Don't try to avoid that. Good flip. There's no way that's a foul. Gosh dang it. Smart play by Rex coming in from behind. I know his dad's talking to him right now, and Coach Bob Leverett for the Indians about, hey, you got to take it in the contact. But I agree 100%. If Troy's got to stay up top, that way Jack Kanapke can't just sag and play help side on Kel.
Yeah.
Nice entry pass inside. He's able to go up and powers it up and finishes it. For Kanapke right now, we're struggling for an answer with him inside. He's got four of their six.
And with him posting up so hard, what they're doing too is Niekamp's cut flashing the elbow, that's pulling Daniel up, and then we lose that help side.
Yep. And 30-second timeout. Let's take one, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any questions you may have. We are committed to excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your health care team. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And Alex Deuce checks in for Kel Rammel. Giving him a quick blow here at 3:26 to go. The Kalp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Indians are trailing here 6-3. Troy Holman now has the ball, triggered in by Rex Leverett.
Number three, Ryan Holman, checked in for the Flyers. And he checks in for Jack Kanapke.
Daniel Patch with the no-good three. Rex Leverett with the rebound going up for a shot. But gets fouled by Ranley, it looks like. Nope, 15. Hess.
Yep. Rex Leverett shooting two at the count. Oh, that's a Kalp Pharmacy quarter scoreboard.
Hall Brothers free throw line.
Hall Brothers free throw line.
Good for him. Kel Rammel checks in to replace Troy Holman. This is the part I like, is the intriguing chess matches between the coaches here.
Yeah.
Rex misses that one.
You know, especially when there's no stoppage in the game, you know, a player can sit next to the scoreboard for, you know, a minute and a half. And
Hess has the ball up top, looking for Ike. Ike drives in and voids the charge. Nice little finish up in there for him, giving him his first 2 points of the night. Flyers extend that lead 8-4. Kel Rammel drives in. Good defense there by the Flyers. Jump stop by Rex Leverett in the paint. Turn up, no good. Kel Rammel goes up and gets
good
it.
Good finish.
Giving him his first bucket
Tate
of the
Hess
night.
Dribbling the ball down the floor. Passes over to Niekamp. Niekamp to Ranley. Rex Leverett with a steal. Kel Rammel bring the ball up the floor. Steps back. Over to Alex Deuce. Top of the key. Back to Kel Rammel.
Nice move.
Yeah. Kale with a step back jumper. Ooh. In and out. Alex Deuce with the offensive rebound. Misses the bunny and looks like Maryland will get the rebound.
Good second effort there by Alex. Just missed the shot. Don't leave the ball, Kel.
Tate Hess with a wide open three. Dribbles the ball down. We don't pick up the ball and they get an easy three.
Yeah, when you leave the ball like that unguarded, it's pretty easy to hit some uncontested shots.
Brings the score to 11-6. Landon Post to the rack and misses. Niekamp with the rebound.
S has the ball up, dribbling up. Over to Ranley. Back up to Niekamp on the right-hand side, swinging the ball around. Back up to Ein. Drives in. Kicked out to Ranley for a three on the right-hand side. Banks it in. Oh, my goodness. When things are going right, things are going right. Minute 20 left. Flyers lead 14-6. Bramwell has the ball on the left-hand side. Picks up his dribble. Throws over to Rex Leverett. Got to be a body foul. Yep. On Niekamp. It will be his first, I believe.
We got Troy Holman, Riggs Toby, and Reese Guggenbiller checking in.
Reese Guggenbiller hasn't seen action since about the first couple games with a fractured back. So just started practicing again this week. Good to see Reese back out there. We've needed him. Extra bodies. Cal Ramo has the ball over to Reese. Reese driving in. Stop pops and gets it blocked, but they're going to call a foul on Nate Hess. That's athlete per athlete right there.
Yeah, really.
Because Reese Guggenbiller is a nice-looking athlete.
Yeah, he's one of those kids, you know, I was fortunate enough to get a coach him, and when he's on, he's on. He don't miss.
He's a great shooter, great kid. Love his effort. Hits that on the Hall Brothers free throw line. One of our track athletes who's been to state as well and a football player. Fast and Reese Guggenbiller go together.
Yeah.
Misses that one. Rebound for Ike. Over to Hess. Indians trail 7-14. Wide open three.
Poor matchup.
Yeah. Didn't get back and talk on defense very well.
Rebound by Troy Holman.
Pushes up from, oh, missed him on the inside. Don't leave your feet then, Rex. After you missed him. Knocked out on Ranley. It looks like it'd be Indians ball. One of those when you first catch it, square up right away. Don't dribble. We dribbled and didn't square up.
Ryan Holman checks in for Tate Hess. I agree with you. Trouble,
I've got my... Holman over to Leverett. Into Riggs Toby. Riggs looking for someone. Out to Rex Leverett. On the baseline. 43 seconds to go.
I like this matchup right now. Ranley's guarding Kale. And I mean, look at that. Wow.
Kyle Ramo with a little jump hook. Nice.
Nice finish. Our post entries are just getting a little sloppy right now.
If
we clean those up.
Yep. So he can actually make a move on balance there.
Good defense by Riggs.
Yep. Holman drives, splits him, throws over to Ranley. Turn a little spin move up and no good. Tip in from Kanapke over Ramo. Got to do a better job of boxing out.
Yeah, especially you're going against 6'9". You got to get him as far out there.
Well, that's one of the things. Kel usually doesn't blocks out. He just usually goes and gets it. Turnover for the Indians, and Eichen up and good. And it's Flyers are doubling up our Indians at the end of one. Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard sees our Indians trailing 18-9.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And Flyers get the ball here to start off. Trying to get the ball inside to Kanapke. That's pretty good defense there by Daniel working around and help side by Troy and Riggs digging down. Positioning is the key to post defense. Backside has got to be there for help.
Good defense.
Nice job, Riggs, or Reese, and Riggs. And keep this up right here. Let's get a stop. Yep, double it.
Good roll up.
Good. That's
big
off of
defense.
Him.
That's big defense by the Indians.
Good block shot by Daniel Patch down there working.
You know, as a player, if you do that a couple more times, he's not going to be comfortable in there at all.
Right.
I mean, that's great defense.
Well, Daniel's bodying him up, and plus we got great help side swarming defense here. Now, this is going to be where we have to make sure we do a good job and score here. Landon Post with a little weave action over to Troy Holman. Driving in there, left hand. Yep. He's faster than Kanapke. If that's their matchup, they're going to go. Troy's got to be able to exploit that all night tonight.
Tate Hess bringing the ball down the floor for Flyers. Looking to get a high ball screen. Picks up his dribble. Passes over to Luke Pullman. Pullman over to Ike. Ike back to Tate. Kanapke on top. Over to Pullman. Pullman trying to get the action with Niekamp underneath. Niekamp for three. Steps out. Off the rim. Good rebound. Team rebound there by the Indians.
Yeah, great box out.
I like how they're all swarming around the rim.
They're attacking the basketball right here as a team. That's what we need. Right now, the Indians are patient here, working some offense. Tipped away up by the Flyers. No way. Riggs hit that?
Yeah, it looked like it was a double tip there. Tipped off Tate Hess and then Riggs Toby.
Riggs didn't argue it, so.
As much as I want to. All right.
We'll give that to the official. Good
ball
call.
Ball on Tate Hess. Tate Hess to bring the ball down. Troy Holman playing some good defense on him. He's just explosive, I tell you.
Yeah.
Ball rotated over to Pullman. Pullman back up to Ike. Looks like they're running a little four out, one in.
Trying to get Pullman coming off a staggered screen.
Niekamp, he's set on sitting out threes. Pullman for three, got it. Brings it to 21 to 11.
Yep, Coach Leverett's not happy with Kell's defense here.
Troy walking the ball down the floor. Daniel Patch banked in a three on the wing. You got that from the old man, huh? No.
I don't bank mine.
Okay.
We'll take it. You know, it's just weird seeing a 6'7 kid come running off his screen looking for a three. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But we'll take it.
I like
nice
it.
Help side there by Kel on that one. Listening as Coach got on him a little bit. Way to respond, Kel. Pushing in transition. Skip pass to the Landon Post wide open. Hit that, Landon.
Hit the ball.
There we go.
Ball.
Don't hesitate. When you're open, shoot it.
It's nice. Get the crowd into the game here a little bit.
Yep. 21-17 Flyers lead here on the Follett Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Cutting into that lead. Ooh, picking up the pressure here are the Indians. Deflection there by Daniel. Pick up by Kel. Pushing in transition. Kel's driving in. I'll swing it. There's one thing I think we need to do a better job. Heat check right there is if a guy hit a three, get him the ball again.
I agree.
Let him see if he can get in a rhythm and stay hot. Missed by Landon. Pullman over. Or Ranley over, I should say. And that's Pullman. Good miss.
Good tip back for the Indians. Good rebound.
Push it here, Troy, in transition. You got shooter spotting up. Driving in. That's where you drew contact. You drew the help side. Then you just got to find someone to kick it to.
Troy tried taking a tough shot.
Yep.
Flyers come over with the rebound.
Trying to get inside to Kanapke. Good dig in there by Reese. There's going to be reach-in foul.
Let me give him that one.
Yeah.
One thing I do give Kanapke, you know, I've seen him finish with his right hand and left hand.
Yes.
You know, it's special when you get a post player, especially 6'9", that can go left, right. I mean, that's something special.
And this is not a knock on him. There's no finesse.
Yeah, there's not.
No, like, he's looking for contact. He's trying. He is a true post player in every sense of the word.
Absolutely.
You know, Daniel set in the Mac on him, and he's out there. He's not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm a post player, and that's where I'm going to be. So.
Missed the free throw there. Rebound by the Indians. Landon Post.
Go ahead.
With the ball. Kicks out to Kael Rammel at the three-point line. Kael attacks. Back out to Daniel Patch. Over to Landon. Landon passes the ball to Kael Rammel in the corner. Kael with a pull-up three. Got it.
That's a big shot for Kael.
Hopefully that gives us a little bit more confidence. And
just because that hasn't been a strength of his this year, is being able to shoot it out there. So that plus, that's going to draw them out more, which means he can go by Niekamp.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Set him up a little bit. Flyers are being patient again, trying to get it into Kanapke, but back out to Hess, back into the Kanapke. Turnover. Good defense there by Troy Holman and pressuring the ball. Making that tough.
You know, everybody asked me if this is going to be a good game, and I think I told every person I talked to about it. I said it's going to be possession for possession.
You know, and the thing I'm looking to here is, you know, doing these games, it's hard watching your son, you know, when you're doing it because you're watching so much and I'm trying to watch him. It's the first time I think I've seen Daniel actually ask to come out of a game.
Wow.
Which I'm impressed because it means he's playing really hard, which is what we got to have. You know, that's Mac basketball. You played him enough.
No, you're good.
It's intense. It's intense, these games are. Nice try by Troy Holman. Tough shot by Troy, in and out. Again, I like that matchup, Troy. You got to keep being aggressive there.
You know, it's funny, especially when you talk to the kids that want to be heroes and they work their butts off, but they don't want to be taken out of the game. It's almost a relief when you see a player that does that, you know?
Because you know you're playing hard.
Yeah.
Out of bounds on the Indians. Going to be remain flyer ball here. 2:51 to go in the Follow Mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
And, you know, not only that.
23-20.
Yeah. And not only that, you know, it also means to me, it's team first, you know. Tate has to take throwing the ball in. Over to Jack Kanapke at the elbow. Rotates the ball up to Ryan Holman. Back over to Mitchell Ranley. You know, they sub in quite a few boys.
Yeah, there's a lot of rotation here. They should be fresh.
Tate Hess over to Pullman. Pullman back over to Ranley.
Credit to them because there's really not much of a drop-off.
Yeah. And Marion's kind of passing the ball around the top. I think they're trying to pull out as much as they can, but
Indians are in a 2-3 here. So I think they're trying to figure out what we're in and getting organized, it looks like. Which is good because right now they're not even looking at Kanapke inside. They're so worried about just passing on the perimeter.
And it's a different 2-3, you know, being a matchup 2-3.
Yep. We got split there on that one, but missed shot, rebound.
Big defensive possession for the Indians.
Rex Love Rep pushing it up. Make a good shot, Rex. Kick out Troy Holman. Landon Post has the ball on the right-hand side. Looking to attack. Back up to Troy Holman. There's one we got to get. When Kel's inside on a smaller guy, we got to get it to him. There we do get it to him. Knocked away. He's triple teamed as well. He's got to be stronger there, Kel, but I like the pass. Nice job, Landon Post as a senior. No one's going to get
down here yelling for a timeout. I don't think he's getting one, though.
You can't hear in this place right now.
Ball's over to Ranley. Back to Pullman. Back over to Ryan Holman at the top. Looking for Jack Kanapke down low. Great defense by the Indians.
Nice pressure defense, Alex Deuce.
Back over to Pullman on the wing. Passes up to Hess.
They've had a couple long possessions here. Our defense is really digging in.
Yeah. And Pullman kind of takes a tough shot, I thought.
That is a tough hit.
Made a big three for him. Brings us 26-20 on the Fowler Mechanical scoreboard.
The minute to go. There's a reach in. Yep. Yeah. On Pullman. The Indians ball. No foul trouble right now. 5 team fouls for the Flyers. Only 3 for the Indians.
Mike coming in for Pullman.
Again, Jaden Mesher is out for the Flyers here. Their leading scorer, 14 points a game, and a 44% three-point shooter.
Wow.
That'd be nice to have with 2 6'9" kids inside.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's why he gets a lot of open threes when they're doubling down on that. 45 seconds now. Troy has the ball. Looks like he's either trying to bring Kanapke out or will settle with 6-point deficit or possibly down to 3.
And Kanapke's coming out. This is where I think we need to ISO that post down there.
Yeah. Little weave action up top now over to Kel Remo on the right-hand side. Back up to Rex Lovrell. Swings it up to Troy Holman. 25 seconds. I'd say we don't get a layup right now. You have to take one shot.
Yeah. 100%. Look at Jack Kanapke is 4 foot out from the three-point line. Troy tries to attack. And
that's probably not the shot
layup
we want. At that point in time on the clock, shooting contested.
8 seconds left in the half. Tate Hess bring the ball down. Looking for an open through shot. Ranley with a tough three off the backboard, and that is the half.
No good. Indians trail the Flyers 26-20. We'll take a break here at halftime and be back as we have some stats and get some things organized here.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 25th through the 28th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here. All right. Again, our Fort Recovery Indians are trailing Marion local Flyers 26-20 here at half. The quarter scores went like this. At the end of one, the Flyers led 10-9. And in the second quarter, the Flyers outscored the Indians 16-11 to have that 6-point deficit here at halftime. Scores went like this for the Indians. They are led by the trio, really, of seniors. Kel Ramo has 7. Daniel Patch has 6. Landon Post has 3. All three of those would be our seniors. Troy Holman's chipping in with 2. And Reese Guggenbiller, who we're super happy to have back as a junior, coming back off a football injury with his back, has 1. And Rex Leverett also has 1. And JV action, not so good for our home team, the Fort Recovery Indians. The Flyers led at the end of 1, 21-5. At halftime, it was 36-14. At the end of 3, it was 52-23. And at the end of the fourth quarter, it was 68-34. Scoring went like this for our Indians. Gavin Evers led the way with 11 points. Eli Leonards had 9. Alex Garkey with 4. Hayden Seifring, 4. Tyler Winder, Wendell with 4. And Caden Greasy with 2 to round out our scoring. So, and Briggs Overman played one quarter. And I'm not sure, I didn't get here until right at the start of the second quarter.
That's about when I got here. I didn't see
it. And he's not on the bench for the varsity. He's not in the JV game. And he didn't score. So I'm not sure what happened to him.
Yeah, I'm not too sure either. I do see his mom and dad over there. So, yeah. I mean, that's a positive. So yeah. Maybe he's just feeling under the weather.
Because I think definitely he would have made a difference in that game since he's been our leading scorer for about the last, I don't know, month or so.
Yeah.
So he's
been
in that 17, 18 point range. So that definitely hurts not having him. So.
Yeah. And, you know, one good thing about our Fort Recovery Indians, we got a lot of freshmen on that JV team, and they're seeing a lot of time. So, you know, having that and getting that, some more of that experience. You know, you look at Marion, and they have, mostly sophomores and juniors on their team, and then their freshman team, they got 15 freshmen.
Yeah, we were sitting there looking at that. There's hardly anybody carrying three teams anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're fortunate enough to have three teams as well for us. And, you know, see Marion, they have 3. And so, you know, that's good to see those amount of people. So,
yeah.
All right, let's take a break, and then we'll be back.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 25th through the 28th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, the Indians trail 26-20. What was your thoughts on that half there, Jordan?
You know, it's going to be interesting the second half, or especially the second half, just because, you know, we see these matchups. And me and you were both kind of astonished, you know, Jack Kanapke's guarding Troy Holman. And then you see, you know, Cale Ramel going up against an athletic Tate Hess and the Ranley boy. And it's just interesting, our ball movement and what we're trying to do. And, you know, it's going to be, like I said before with you, I think it's going to turn into a possession-for-possession game. And hopefully the Indians can squeeze one out here.
Yeah, the one thing I like to see is I like to see Troy Holman keep being aggressive. But the one thing is you're 6 foot going against a 6'9 kid. When you're in there, your job's to penetrate. But when you have that help side, then come help, because he is able to beat him off the bounce, then you got to find shooters to kick to. And trying to shoot over 6'9 when you're not one of our better scorers is probably not the best options for the Indians. And then you got to find Cale Ramel in those matchups when he's 6'5 and they're guarding with a 6'1 kid, and he's our leading scorer at 24 points a game. We've got to be able to get him the ball inside, because that's his best spot, right?
Yeah.
And so when he has those matchups, we got to do a better job, I think, of finding them in there. But I like our gang defense, and I like our gang rebounding. You've mentioned that a couple times earlier right there. And the other thing I like, and if you're not watching on NFHS, you don't see this if you're just listening to the radio. But if you are watching, and I don't know if you can see this on camera or not, but I love the intensity from our coaching staff. You know, Toby Metzger is our JV coach. Darren Shepard is our freshman coach. Those guys are so fired up there when playing defense. We actually had our crowd clapping, cheering, which, you know, we don't do a lot of. We're not a very boisterous crowd, and they had that thing really going, bringing the intensity on the bench, and our players were doing it. And, you know, that's what you need to see, I think, a little bit too, making it tough on your opponents. And, you know, kudos to those guys. They're young guys, you know, here. They're players that I had as players, and, you know, they understand, you know, the effort the kids are. They're very positive and supportive. You know, as a parent of a kid who's playing, I can't appreciate those guys and say enough positives about those guys on our staff doing a great job. And I think that's a big difference, too, when your team's buying into that gang thing of
absolutely
gang rebounding, gang defense, playing hard, doing it together. You know, we talked about that, being a team. And, you know, we want a four-game losing streak right here, but good things are going to happen for us, you know, in our program and this year, even in this season, when you have that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, a great group of boys, you know, and you can't help but notice, you know, they're all buddies, and you can see that, and you just hope, you wish the best for them. And
yeah, most of them hang out in my basement, and my food bill's a little high right now, so may have to start a GoFundMe page
there,
with that.
There you go.
But nonetheless, Indians start the ball here in the third quarter. Nice drive in there by Rex, and they're calling a step out of bounds. Thought maybe it was a little shove, but
turnover on the Indians.
Yeah, not the start we wanted there with that. Started off looking good.
Yeah.
Didn't finish that way. Flyer has the ball right now. Knapke up top. Over to Eink, swinging the ball over to Hess, trying to get Niekamp the ball. I noticed a switch there on defense for the Indians. Good. See, that's the defense we were talking about right there. Swarming defense by Troy Holman.
And, you know, Niekamp brings a lot of height to him, but I haven't seen him do a post move yet.
Yeah, he's a perimeter player, and that's what they did. Daniel started off on him, Mikel on Knapke, and they just made that switch. Holman drives in there. Tough shot. Gets fouled, though. That's a better matchup, not shooting over 6'9", than shooting over 6 foot for Troy.
And, you know, like we were talking about Troy attacking in the rim, it's, you know, in the first half, he found one seam where he got a good layup, and, you know, once he gets that point where you hit a big body, you got to know you're turning around and you're kicking.
Right. And like we were talking about, too, to end that, Troy Holman here on the Hall Brother free throw line. Good for him, giving him three on the night. As they made the switch, Daniel's now guarding Knapke, a little more physical body maybe than Kel, plus maybe give him a little bit of a blow on that end. And Niekamp, as you said, is more of a perimeter player. So
in and out for Troy.
Yeah. Flyers with the ball, pushing. Niekamp has the ball, pushing it up, and bobbles it. And blocked by Daniel. Which doesn't happen too often. Nonetheless, we'll take it when it happens. Bramel has the ball, attacking on the right-hand side. Step back. So this is where we got to swing it real quick. Bramel with the ball, up top to Troy Holman. Over to Rex Loverett. Troy Holman has the ball over here to Daniel on the right-hand side. Daniel's driving in. Kick over to Landon Post.
Out.
Yep, nice driving kick. Good effort there by Troy Holman.
Almost had an offense rebound. You know, I kind of wish I would have seen that a little bit out of Kale. Kale was on that right side with Landon on the corner. Yep. He attacks that gap, and then...
Well, and the other thing, too, is when we did drive it back up, when we threw it, you want to swing the ball right away because the defense is collapsing on the ball side. So if we could have got a quick swing, we had the backside with Daniel and Rex both back there uncontested. So
yeah, you're right.
I'd like to see both of them have a chance at a three, which Jack Knapke just shoots one, misses it. Daniel with a rebound. Hands it off to Kale.
Ooh, big pop.
Pick and pop.
Ooh.
A little long. Looked good, though.
I'll take that shot all day.
Absolutely.
Tate Hess with the ball at the top. Rotates it over to Eink. Eink over the corner to Niekamp. Niekamp back up to Hess. Hess rotates the ball over to Pullman. Back over to Eink. Eink's looking for Jack Knapke on the inside. Loose ball.
Good poke away, Rex.
Niekamp attacks the rim. Misses. Follow through. Followed back up by Jack Knapke for two. Brings it to 28-21 on the K&L Tractor scoreboard.
Holman with the ball on the left-hand side. Ball screen by Kel Rimmel. Ball screen back the other direction now. Popping by Kel. Three. Good for Kel. Big hit.
Yeah, I like that pick and pop. That's great.
Looking at Coach Guttermiller laughing because he's like, he doesn't hit those. That was his exact words. He doesn't hit those. Oh, that's two there. He's hit now.
You know, Kale has such a great shot, but it's uncharacteristic because he's plays in so much more inside for us right now.
Yeah, a little more comfortable, I think, in there. Good. Yep, Ranley for three. Pullman for three. Offensive rebound by Knapke.
Block by Kale.
Great block by Kale Rammel. That's a big block.
And, you know, we don't talk about the refs too horribly much, especially not good. But, you know, so far this crew hasn't been too bad as far as, you know, I think they're calling a pretty straight game. Those are good block calls, you know, not making no easy foul calls on that.
Yep. Indians working around here being patient, looking for a good shot. Troy Holman drives back up, and they have Knapke back on him. Dribble down there and throw it to him. Kel's looking to drive over to Rex Loverett on the right-hand side. Get it inside to Kel. Nice basket cut. Deflected, though, by Pullman. Hess has the ball. Outlets it. Still by Kel Rimmel. Trying to feed it in there to Heikamp. Coach Loverett says, slow it down. Over to Troy Holman. Thought he was going to
right now, right now, we need Kel to dive in.
Yep. Goes on ball side. Knapke can't help.
Yep.
And now you have no help side with Kel. Against Hess inside, which we love that matchup.
Yeah.
But if Troy goes opposite like he is right now, now Knapke can help on that, which he just did right there and blocked the shot, which is what we don't want. Outlet pass to, ooh, that did not look good for.
Not at all.
His ankle or knee giving out right there.
Austin Niekamp tried to catch the ball and finish, and got blocked by the rim a little bit there.
Three for Troy. Hits the top of the backboard. Yeah. Cal needs a blow right here. That was a good stretch by Cal Rammel. 3:42 to go in the K&L Tractor third quarter scoreboard. But a suit and Cal will get Daniel here shortly on the next rotation.
Back to their matchup zone.
Yep.
Indians are.
Skip past the Pullman, drives baseline.
Great closeout by Goose.
Yep. Part of being an athlete. Ranley has the ball up top. Looking high-low action for Eink and Kanapke inside. Good hands by Rex on the drive against Ranley. Feeds it inside, back out. Back inside, and they're going to
fall. Oh, that's...
Yep. Daniel on the shove.
I jinxed myself about talking about the refs, didn't I?
Yeah, that's a good call. Daniel gave him a little shove in the back.
You know, and I think that's great. You know, if Daniel can just keep him out of the paint just a little bit more, it makes it so much harder to do that post move to finish at the rim.
Yeah, there's the rotation, Cal for Daniel and Riggs for Landon.
Tate Hess taking the ball out in a box set.
Lob pass, yep. You can see that coming. Anytime he's opposite the ball, it's a lob pass.
We got lucky there. Missed it off the rim, and Cal Rammel's bring the ball up.
Cut into the lead here if we could do it again. Riggs, Reese drives in, stops and pivots. Shows up to Troy Holman up top. Drives in. Now you got a kick, yep. Out to Cal Rammel on the right-hand side. Now attack him to the middle, Kel.
Yep, look at that big gap. You got a double gap to the middle. And we go to the...
Yeah, don't go to ball side because now you're going into the trap. Go away from it right here, Kel. Clear out Reese and let him take him to the left.
Trying to get organized here.
Yep. Those are things we got to see as we're maturing out here on the floor because coach doesn't call many sets.
Yeah.
Which is, as a player, you have a lot of freedom, but you got to be able to read those things. Right now, we're not reading those things. One for Kel and also from the backside players as well. Drive in by Reese. Probably got fouled. They didn't call that. Marion retains the ball.
And, you know, when you run this 4-1 out motion, it's one of those things, too, where once you get creative, you just got to keep mixing up. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect to get the same results.
Right. You got to be, can't be stagnant. Creativity helps. Indians in the 2-3 matchup. Marion's 3-1 with a high post, low post. Nice step through move by Eink, but misses it. Missed there by Kanapke inside. Eink with the rebound back up and foul on the Indians. Good basket by Eink.
I think they got, two offensive rebounds there?
Yep. Foul on Reese Guggenbiller.
That's where we need that team rebound and then come back into play.
Yep. And, you know, like you said, Marion just in and out, in and out. They keep guys fresh all at the same time. You know, the good thing having Reese back is that hopefully adds some depth to us as well where we can keep guys fresh as well. I wonder why they didn't let Daniel in. They had the ball down there.
Yeah, that's odd.
No good on the free throw.
Ah,
but the shooter gets his hands on it. We end up with it as it was a loose ball. Reese Guggenbiller with the ball on the left-hand side. Picks up his dribble, throws over to Alex Dews.
Alex,
can't one dribble and pick it up. That about got stolen. Should have got stolen there. Overran the play. Takes a timeout by the Indians. Good call by Coach Leverett. Let's take one with them, and we'll be back.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Exactly. By the way, shout out to Bubba Stogler and Jody. And I'm not sure who all is going with them, but I know they're always taking their annual two-week trip down to Florida and doing some golfing out there on the tees, and I'm sure they're probably listening, so... Nice tip pass, extra pass. Get in there. That would have been a big basket. Good hustle.
No.
Trying to work it around. Got Kel inside, kicked out the rigs. Extra pass to Daniel. We just missed the open three.
Ball up Tate Hess.
But it was great offense. We just got to be able to hit those, Daniel. Inside. Good cut from Holman. Foul on Troy Holman.
Was he shooting?
They caught him going up. Yep. Thing is like right there, you know, like we had talked about, when you post entry pass, don't double down on knee camp.
Yeah.
We're doubling down on knee camp, a kid who has not even attempted a post move yet. Good free throw right there for Holman, you know, on the Hall Brother free throw.
And like you said, especially when you have a player that's like size.
Right.
I mean.
And a guy who hadn't shot a post move, don't double down on him. Matter of fact, that's an advantage for Daniel in that post defense because he's just more stronger than that, you know, way stronger than that kid. You help, his man's going to cut, which he just did, and we end up fouling him. Alex Hughes dribbles over on the right-hand side, trying to find an open teammate. Pivot and get on balance. Alex, turnover, over and back call.
And right now, we needed really to value that possession because now Jack Knapty's checking back in the game. Yep. And
it was 41.9 clicks to go in the K&L third quarter scoreboard. Indians trail by 7. We just had it to 4.
Landon Post checks in for Alex Deuce. Jack Knapke and who is that? Luke Pullman both check in.
For the Indians, we have Ramon, Patch, Toby, Holman, and Post on the floor.
40 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Hess has the ball up top, swings it over to Niekamp. Ball back up to Ranley, over to Pullman, swings it over to Hess. Look like the Flyers are going to hold for one shot, and they're looking over to the bench to get the last call.
I like Riggs coming up, get this 5. Make him dribble, make him move.
And turnover.
Force a turnover, that's perfect.
Yep.
Hopefully the Indians, we can value this possession. We got 15 seconds left here.
I would have said they would attack that way too soon for me and my liking, but we'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's what I like Riggs putting that little bit, just that little bit of pressure to make him do something.
Yeah.
Kale bringing the ball down the side. Dribbles down in the short corner. Rotates the ball up. Back over to Landon. There's 4 seconds. Looking for a shot.
Nice
fadeaway
move,
jumper.
Landon. Nice move. Just missed it.
Hey, we got a good shot off, I thought.
Great shot by Landon right there. We'll take that. Indians trail by 7, 31-24, going into the fourth and final quarter.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
All right, we're starting off with flyer ball to start the fourth quarter. Indians out in their 1-3-1 matchup. Skip pass over to Ranley, back up top to Hess, over to Ike.
Give us a little bit different look. I like this.
Well, the great thing about it is right now is they're running a 1-3-1 against it, which matches up perfect for us.
Yeah.
So, good drive right there. Probably was a foul, and they don't call it. We got away probably with one. Miss there, Frank.
Kale pushes up on the right side.
Yeah.
This is where he's... Oh.
Got to attack him,
yeah.
Kale.
Nice. We got to play the matchups a lot better based on our size.
Yep, I agree. Rex Leverett playing a little bully ball in there.
Yeah, I like that. Big 2 points there by Rex Leverett down low.
Yep, giving him 3. Extending that 1-3-1 up a little bit here. Good deflection, Reese Guggenbiller. Getting his hands on the ball. Could have been interesting what we could have done if he was in the lineup for those...
Yeah,
last month or so.
Pullman checks back in for Ike.
I'm just a big Reese Guggenbiller fan. I like the way he plays.
I do too. You know, you can't deny hard work when you see it. That's right. For sure.
He's just a great kid. Great teammate.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely a team first kid, and you're always happy to see that.
Yeah. You know, the other thing I like in here right now, too, is three for the Flyers, no good.
Big rebound, yep. Kale Rammel.
I watching that possession, I like how Daniel was talking on defense, trying to get people organized and involved.
Yeah.
I know that was one thing Toby Mesker challenged him on this week, too, is being the leader out there on the floor. So I thought that was a good
response. Three by Reese Guggenbiller misses.
Good hustle by Landon Post.
And one.
Nice pass to Kale Rammel.
Kale goes up, finishes, and fouled on the play.
Great unselfish play by Landon Post right there, and a post-entry pass to Kel. You know, because Landon could have shot that easily.
Yeah, very much. You're right. And I like that shot from Reese Guggenbiller.
Yep.
And Kale Rammel over at the Hall Brothers foul free throw line. And got it. Brings it 31-29, Flyers lead. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Marion brings the ball down the floor, trying to spread it out a little bit. Ranley over to Niekamp. Niekamp underneath. Ooh. Down to Kanapke. Kanapke's fouled. Will be a foul on the floor. And the Flyers set up in their box set out of bounds. Don't be shocked if we get another. Nope.
I thought that was a lob pass option there, too.
I think it's always an option for you whenever you got 6'9" on the backside.
Well, and 6'8" setting a cross screen. Yeah. Options. Miss there for the Flyers and rebound. Good hands by Landon Post, by the way, making that shot contested there.
Good cut off of that, Rex.
A little more spacing would have probably helped. Good pass on the backdoor cut to Reese.
Fumbles the ball out of bounds. Flyer ball. Two point game here. The Flyers lead. And, you know, we haven't had really any issues with fouls. I mean, we have 14 fouls. They have 2 team fouls this half.
Easy to break pressure when you can throw the top from 6'8 to 6'9, too.
Yeah.
Indians right now in the 1-3-1. Right now, good hands by Rex. Keep Marion ball. Flyers can be a little patient, even though it's a two-point ball game right now.
But yeah.
They can maybe try to get us to draw them out if that's what they want. Get us extended. Hess has the ball, guarded by Troy Holman.
And I think they're... I think they're just struggling a little bit trying to figure out what's going on. I like coaches switching up his defense. You know, it always puzzles you a little bit. Especially when you're a high school kid and you're trying to figure out what to run.
Well, especially as a coach right now, too.
Yeah.
Drives in there from Pullman. Nice finish from him inside. 33-29 with under 5 minutes to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Troy Holman with the ball. Trying to get the ball inside to Kel. Swings it over to Lennon, over to Reese, over to Rex. Turnover.
See, the other thing we have to realize, too, is just because I feel like we passed the ball away one time, we stopped looking in the post.
Yeah.
When Kale still has him pinned, and that's a crucial time for us to get him the ball.
Well, if you're trying to get it inside, it can't be... You got to be patient because it does take a little bit of work. It's not going to be in there in one pass.
Yeah.
Right now, almost a 10 count.
Ooh.
Close.
Good wall up, Daniel.
Yep.
Niekamp with the ball. He's struggling underneath. And offensive rebound by Kanapke.
Oh.
Oh.
The guy underneath does not call the foul, and the guy opposite the ball calls the foul.
Kanapke then two-hand shoves Kale Rammel.
Yep. I missed that one.
I don't know if they called a double foul or... Or did they call?
Let's see what they call here. First of all, it's going to be calling a foul on Daniel on the shot.
Technical.
Yep. Technical on
Kanapke, number 33.
So Jack will shoot his two shots, and then the Indians will shoot their two shots, and the Indians then shoot get the basketball back. And he hits that free throw good. And he's a little frustrated because... Daniel blocked him the first time and then tried to go block him the second time. I'm not sure how Kel got involved in that, where he shoved Kel, but And, you know, the second one, the first one they called clean. The second one, Daniel got him, they called a foul on, which I thought the second one was more clean than the first one.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And if you're watching on NFHS, you're going to see, so they, since it is a technical, Kale doesn't necessarily have to shoot the free throw, so right. they choose their best free throw shooter out of Landon Post. And
who's 78% on the year.
That's great. So.
It's those two on the Hall Brother free throw line, cutting into that lead. Now the Indians get the ball back. 4:23 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians trail 35-31.
Definitely, fortunately for us, we got a match on points there, and we get the ball.
Yeah. This would be a big possession if we hit a two or three, cut into this lead even more and putting some pressure on them.
Daniel Patch with the ball up top. Rotates the ball over to Troy Holman on the wing. And they switch their matchups. Kanapke's now on Daniel Patch.
Yeah, Daniel's got to look to shoot that right there.
Yeah, especially that he's playing so far off of him. And
yeah.
Kanapke's so used to trying to get down low for help side, and he can't do that. Oh, they switch him back on Troy.
Well, now Daniel's got to go inside. Or Kel right here, too. You just got to know where your help is. Because their thing with Kanapke on Holman is they're not even guarding Troy, so we're basically playing 5-on-4 right now. So yeah. Troy can't be a stand kind of guy and watch. He's got to set screens for Daniel and Landon and Reese, some flare screens and some things like that where they can get free. He can't just stand and watch.
Yeah. Yeah, right now that's where we should be getting the ball down to Daniel. We got Randley guarding him.
Because they're not even guarding him out there. I mean, he's 15 feet off of him.
Kale Ramlin for three from the wing. Misses.
And tipped out on Ramlin.
Yep.
Good effort there by Daniel trying to get a tip.
Looks like Niekamp is going to 6'8". Niekamp checks in for number 10, Ramlin.
3:37 to go. Indians trail by four. This is a big point in the game here for the Indians. Kale Ramlin, stop, little pull-up jumper. No good. Kanapke with the rebound. Turnover on the Flyers.
Man, I wish we would have had a bucket there.
Yeah. Got a chance here. We've got to be able to score on one of these possessions here. Get that thing to a two-point ball game.
Coach Leverett's taking a full timeout.
All right, let's take one with him.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 25th through the 28th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
And we're back on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard, 35-31. Indians trail here with 3:29 to go. Again, for all you faithful
Fieldhouse. This is an event that the kids,
listeners, great student section tonight. We have the Fort Recovery ESPN section with Jersey Night. And they got the booth all set up and our announcers over there with headphones on and shirt and ties and suits.
You know, I seen them set that booth up and they all had headphones. I thought, I hope they're not mimicking us. I was getting a little worried.
Indians get the ball in here to Reese Guggenbiller.
Good feed.
Kick over to Landon. Troy shoots at three, way short. That's one of those Troy things. I mean, I know people like, hey, you got to, you know, you shoot it, you're open. There's also sometimes reasons why you're open, too.
Yeah.
And then this is not a knock on Troy, but you just got to know your role and...
You know,
that's not his role. He does a lot of other positives and a lot of other good things for us. But
yeah, and it's a tough situation for him. You know, right now he's in that spot where he's like, man, he don't want to let anybody down. He's working his butt off.
But it's almost like the empty possession there.
Oh, yeah, let's make him
dribble. Hines has the ball up for the Flyers, and Riggs Toby is reaching in. Right now, that gives us 16 fouls, which we have another one yet to give. One thing I noticed, too, the Flyers do not shoot free throws well either as a team. They're 63%, so that's not the best free throw percentage. And their best free throw shooter is Mesher, who's out with a broken nose. He had surgery, and their recent loss is with him out. So
I see Marion trying to tick some of the clock away here.
Got right under 3 minutes to go. Trying to get it inside to Konapke. Up and in on the nice little reverse move.
So long.
He is. Wow. For a junior, he's a nice player. I assume his brother's the one that played at Toledo.
Yeah.
Nice drive in there from Landon Post. Just misses the layup. And rebound. Can't see what Flyer got the rebound. Eink, I think. Foul on the Indians.
And, you know, he's got to have every bit of a 7 foot wingspan.
Yeah, he's long. It is. He is really long.
When you can catch the ball one side of the post, one step through and finish on the other side of the rim, that's impressive.
Yep.
Especially as a junior, like we were saying.
Yep. Right now, it looks like the Indians are going to sub our offense and defensive kind of unit in. So Reese and Daniel check in, replacing Riggs and Troy. Thing is, right now, our defensive unit, we've got to make sure we get some pressure on them and make them uncomfortable. Free throw for Eink.
You know, the offense and defense, I'm not against doing that, but it is tough when you're relying on, you know, ball stoppage and
right.
Trying to get those guys in.
Especially with two timeouts left, which is what we have. Missed free throw, no good. Konapke has it, going up and gets fouled on Kel Ren. No, they're calling on Landon Post.
Shooting a one-on-one.
Nope, they're saying two shots.
Oh, they called it then. He was shooting two.
Yeah. Missed by Konapke there. 2:36 to go. Indians trail by 7.
Still a lot of time left here.
Yep.
This is
hits
good
that
roll.
Free throw. Got the precarious bounce.
Kale Ramon pushing the ball up. Looks for Reese Guggenbiller. Steps back. Misses the three ball.
Ooh. Going out on Reese.
Both Reese and I think it was Eink that were both going for the ball. And it looked like Indian. It should have been an Indian ball.
Yeah,
but
I felt so too.
Crowd's not too happy about that one.
Nonetheless, it'll be Flyer ball. Hess has the ball up top. Guarded by Reese. Swings it over to Pullman. Hess has it up here. Closely guarded by Guggenbiller. Over to Konapke. Back up to Pullman. Looks like Landon was trying to get a foul call.
That brings it to 19 fouls.
You know, if they're going to miss free throws, we got to be able to capitalize that. Maybe use that as strategy here with the next 2:06. We got to find the hack of guy we want, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then we got to be able to score on our end.
I mean,
we're
on a little bit of a scoring draw. I don't know how long it's been since our last bucket.
Yeah. Since half, we've only got 11 points this half.
Wow.
Their length is bothering us for sure. As they are stoppage here in play, as they're looking to.
Kale Ramel's bringing a mop out.
Wipe up some moisture. Alex Deuce checks in for Reese Guggenbiller. And Pullman with the free throw. Good. And Marion's going to take a 30-second timeout. Let's stay here and go over our schedule here for the week. Tomorrow we have the girls are at Franklin Monroe with a 10 o'clock start, and that will be simulcast through PGW with Rob Weaver. The boys are traveling over to Graham tomorrow night. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one with NFHS will be available, and we will be interviewing our past principal, Bill Overlook. Next week, we're looking at on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, your games. Boys host Tri-Village on Tuesday in a makeup from December that was rained out, or frozen out, I guess you wouldn't say. Thursday, the girls host St. Henry here with WPGW and NFHS video. Friday night, we go over to St. Henry as the boys take on the Redskins. And Fort Recovery 8 will be doing that, and NFHS available. And Saturday, the girls host Troy Christian. Start time for varsity at 12:45. And the boys will host Mississinewa Valley. And that will be our Hall of Fame night. So,
and the Indians start the quarter with the first the quarter after the timeout with the ball. A little recap, the score is 41-31. Flyers lead, the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Looks like Landon Poach just tried to attack into the rim and got fouled. We'll be shooting two.
And good on him. He right now, he's 3 for 3 on free throws. That's the guy I'd say we probably want the ball shooting the free throws down the stretch if it gets close for us.
Definitely expecting a some sort of pressure.
And I said that, he missed it. I jinxed him. My fault, Landon.
Stuck.
Jump ball. Yes, good defense ball by the Indians.
Had a three-man trap there on Tate Hess, and we did a good job of not fouling and going right at the ball.
So it'll be Indians ball underneath. Now we got to figure out who's going to trigger it in. There we go. Rex steps up. Lob pass into Cal Rammel.
Oh, attack.
Step back three.
No good.
Probably not the best look for us off of that. But we need points here in a hurry, though. In under 2 minutes to go. Almost a turnover. Ooh. Flyers hangs onto it. And Hess kicks over to Niekamp. Drives in. Trapping right in the corner. Right, trap him. Gets it out. Up. Now, right now, they're playing keep away. Foul. Right now, we got to figure out who the guy is we want to foul. As the Flyers are playing keep away and going to go to the free throw line and shoot double bonus here. Minute 33 to go. Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard.
And, you know, based on watching Pullman, he's a pretty nice shot. I don't think he's won that.
Yeah, I agree. Pretty good shooter, and he hits the first one, increasing the lead to 10 now. Big mountain to climb here does the Indians have. Trail by 10.
It gives Pullman his 11th point. Knapke is 15 for the Flyers. He's leading their scores.
It's the second. Trail by 11 here. Landon Post has it on the left-hand side. We got to be quick about it. Daniel over to Alex. Back up to Rex. Drives in. And stops and spins. No good on the
in
shot.
And
Cal Rammel gets the foul on Hess. Indians walk down to the other end here.
And that'll be double bonus.
And Hess steps up. And rattles that one in.
You know, it's a tough game for the Indians here. Flyers are playing some good basketball right now, especially without their leading scorer, but their only two losses are to a good St. Mary's team and Springfield Shawnee.
Springfield Shawnee's the real deal, I know, and St. Mary's obviously has the Parks kid going to Ohio State. That's about 6'11", so Indians quickly down as he hit that second end of the free throw. Landon Post has the ball on the left-hand side. Deep three for Landon. No good off the back iron, and Knapke has the rebound and gets swatted for a foul. So he'll walk down to the other end. Not sure who the foul is going to be on here. It looks like number 10, Troy Holman.
Knapke, he's a junior. Surely he's done growing, right?
I don't know. His brother, I think, was what, 7 foot?
Yeah, pretty dang close. No.
And his brother was way thinner
than
what Jack is. Jack is put together. Hits the first free throw there. Increased the lead to 14. Minute 4 to go. And misses that one. Cal Rammel with the rebound. Pushing ahead in transition. Stops. Fade away. 3 for Cal. Comes up way short. Good hustle there by Alex Deuce. Knapke gets a rebound. And a foul there by the Indians. Right now, 54 seconds.
Foul will be on Alex Deuce. Daniel Patch checking back into the game.
I thought maybe we were just going to call off the dogs and when Daniel and Rex came out, hold Cal and save some stuff for tomorrow there. I know it's a minute left, but as we got to make the hike over to Graham tomorrow. Jack will step up and hit this free throw on the Hall Brothers free throw line. Daniel checking in to replace Kel. It looks like the Indians are going to lose their fifth consecutive game here in a row to all good teams. Just not the confidence booster you want going into this late part of the season, though.
And that brings them to what, 8-6?
8-6, yeah.
Lose the Flyers to 10-2.
And we've played well. We just made a play or two here or there that have hurt us.
Yeah.
Flyers are clearing the bench right now, bringing in guys off the JV team who put in a pretty good performance tonight. So giving those young men some action here. Kanapke hits the second free throw.
You know, obviously it's a tough game here, and I don't know much about Graham, but then we got, you know, a couple other tough games coming up. And Tri-Village
is going to be real good.
St. Henry.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to be a dogfight trying to finish out the year this year, that's for sure.
Yep, got to find a game to kind of stop the bleeding here for us.
Mm-hmm.
We knew this one was going to be tough coming into it. Tomorrow's almost a have to win game for us tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, the score does kind of look lopsided right now, but
it doesn't dictate the importance of this game.
Yeah,
I mean, this game was a lot closer than what the score is going to show at 16 points. And they're just called a timeout to get a sub in here to get Niekamp off the floor. But, you know, definitely, I mean, this was a dogfight until about 2 minutes to go, and they've kind of broke it free. As we've struggled to find that guy to make a shot. Kel struggled tonight a little bit. I say struggled. He had 13. It's not what we expect from him. I mean, he's so good.
Yeah.
You know, but they made it tough on him tonight, being bigger and throwing a lot of bodies out at him. And he struggled. Shot up by the Flyers. No good. Riggs Toby with the rebound. Pushes ahead to Alex Dews. Alex just turns around and throws up a wild shot. Rebound Flyers. We just struggled to find that basket and couldn't get the stop when we needed and couldn't get the bucket when we needed. And thing got a little away from us here.
And, you know, as much as we hate to say it, hopefully we can take the positives out of this and learn from it. And, you know, this is a team we could very easily see in tournament.
Absolutely. And so, all right, Indians lose this one to the Maryland Local Flyers, 48-32. We'll take some commercial breaks and be back.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Football, Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
One more, I guess.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any questions you may have. We are committed to excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your health care team. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, and we're back here again. The Indians fall to the Marion Local Flyers. Very good Marion Local Flyer team as they extend their record to 10-2 on the year, and the Indians fall to 8-6, and that's 5 in a row for the Indians, and we got to be able to stop that, as we were saying, going off the air at the end of the game. Scoring went like this for the Flyers. They led at the end of 1-10-9. They lead at halftime 26-20. And they ended up, and I didn't write down the third quarter scoreboard. I failed miserably at this one today, Jordan, writing down the scores at those. About 0-3 in that mark tonight. Anyway, the Indians end up falling 48-32. At one point, though, we were talking during those commercial breaks, it was 36-32, and the Flyers outscores 12-0 in that fourth quarter to end up winning the game. We couldn't get it below the four-point mark. To kind of cut in that lead. We had the technical. We had the free throws. We traded both of us 2 points each. We had the ball. We missed the shot. And we just never could get it cut into that lead.
Yeah, you know, and I think we really started to struggle with trying to find the matchup we wanted there late in those quarters.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, leading the way tonight is senior Kel Ramel, 13. By far his lowest point production of the year.
Yeah.
And I think that had a lot to do with the size of Marion Local and their defensive effort to focus on him.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing with that, when you face teams like this that are much bigger, you know, stronger, and, I mean, it makes it tough. And, you know, he worked his butt off. A lot of those boys did. I mean, I was super proud of seeing Daniel working his butt off on defensive side and offensively. And, you know, no doubt in my mind those kids were busting their butt. And you could tell they wanted this one bad, but unfortunately we couldn't capitalize on the offensive side there at the end of the game, and we got one slip away from us.
Yeah. Chipping in also 6 points each was fellow classmates of Kale. Landon and Daniel both had 6 points, and then Rex and Troy each got three, and Reese Guggenbiller had one, and it was nice to see on a positive note, nice to see Reese Guggenbiller back out there for the Indians as well.
Yeah, yeah, and I, you know, he's such a big asset for our team, and it's definitely going to be something. I'm anxious for him to get his basketball legs back, especially him being out there for a little bit, and really look forward to the weeks to come.
All right, we got Coach Leverett making his way up here. Tough one tonight, Coach.
Yep. Yeah, you know, one of the things I wrote on the board was being tough. And I don't know, I thought they were a little bit tougher than us down the stretch. Hung with them for about 3.5 quarters, I think. 5-4, I think they outscored us by one in the third quarter. Got it within two, I think, in the third quarter, within four maybe in the fourth.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, lack of focus has kind of been this little losing streak for us, where we get back in it and then all of a sudden we have a lack of focus and they come down and hit a three, or they score, or they get an and one, or, you know, then they go back up six, and that's been the killer for us. You know, going in, I liked our chances tonight. I really did. it's a nice team, you know, so it's not something that we should be ashamed of, but we've got to get better. We got to keep our morale up. The good thing is we get to come back out and play tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I thought for, you know, a 32-minute game, I thought for 28 minutes we gave them everything they wanted and then some. You know, like I said, it was 36-32 at one point in the fourth quarter. They go on a 12-0 run in the game, and that was kind of the difference.
Yeah, some of that's free throws,
right? And but, mop up, clean up stuff, right?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, and that's what we said. The game, the ending did not kind of showcase the game, right?
You know, and I didn't think we moved very well offensively. I thought the guys stood around a lot. We didn't cut hard. We didn't screen away. We didn't curl off our screens. We didn't get much. We didn't get many ball handoffs like we did early. And then, hey, maybe we're just out of shape. And if that's the case, then that's on me. So. Little things to clean up yet, and that's what I've told them these last four or five games. Guys, it's nothing major. It's just little things. It's one guy missing a box out, and they get the rebound. It's not closing out on a three, and he hits a three. You know, they had four threes going into halftime. What do we work on all week? Closing out, making guys uncomfortable shooting threes. So, I don't know. We'll keep grinding away.
Well, you know, watching, you know, we've watched and talked a little bit on air and stuff of we've made – I mean, you can see it's positives. You can see things getting better. It's just, like you've said, the one breakdown we miss ends up costing us the game, that one thing. I mean, there's a lot of positive things going on out here.
Oh, absolutely. I don't want to sound negative.
Right, and there's a lot of progress being made. But we just, instead of finding that one thing to win the game for us, we find that one thing, it seems like, to lose the
game
for us.
Absolutely. Yep, you're spot on. Spot on.
And, you know, I'm super proud of the boys. I mean, we talked about, a lot about, you know, the team rebounding, and you're going against guys that are 6'8", 6'9".
Right.
And, you know, watching those boys box out and then everybody else is flying to the ball. I mean, you know, that stuff is something definitely to be proud of. And, you know, the boys,
right, absolutely,
great effort out there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've never, and I just told them that in the locker room, guys, I've never questioned our effort. Our effort's always there every night. It's the smart things. You know, it's the smart effort. It's the staying focused for that one more pass, you know. That's the part that's killing us right now. The effort's there. We're working our butts off, so we'll get there.
It was nice to see Reese Guggenbiller out there tonight.
It was good. He was a spark. You know, the first time he caught the ball, he got into the paint and got fouled. Wish he would have got his feet set a little bit better on that last three in the second half. But, yeah, it's nice. The bench was a little deeper tonight, you can see. So I think that kept guys a little bit fresher. So
absolutely. I agree with that.
Well, thanks for coming up.
Yep.
Real quick for tomorrow, Graham.
Graham, just like last year, scrappy. pretty good offensively, but they don't like to play defense very well.
We'll take that. That's good.
Knock on wood. I might have just jinxed myself, but yeah, like we got to get back on track tomorrow. We need one tomorrow and get the morale back up because it's not that we're a dead dog yet by any means. There's a lot of season to go, but. Guys are starting to question some things, you know, that we're doing, and they'll be all right. We'll keep them focused.
And, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, there's a good chance we see Marion in the tournament.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think even tonight, I think our team does have a little bit of confidence. I mean, they know we can beat them.
Yeah, we just played with them for three and a half quarters.
Absolutely.
So. All right, well, Coach, thanks for coming up. Appreciate
it.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, thanks, Coach.
All right, again, the Indians lose to the Marion Local Flyers 48-32, and appreciate you listening. Hopefully you enjoyed the broadcast, and we'll be doing the game tomorrow at Graham. So if you can't make it over there, please tune in to Fort Recovery Radio. And from Jordan Winter, Brian Patch, Neil Spencer here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, this has been our show.
Well, I'm going to close up.
Yep,
I'm going to wrap it up here in a minute.
All right.
So we'll
thank
take
you.
A
thanks,
break
Neil.
Here, and yep. Be back in just a little bit.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away?
And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians lose tonight. But a hard-fought game, and we were in it. Just couldn't make the shots at the end when we needed to, and they were making some. We had to foul them, and they were making their foul shots. So Indians go down. Now, tomorrow, a lot of stuff going on. Actually, tomorrow and 5 days next week, I believe, we have things going on. See here, I have one that I didn't put on the schedule, but girls at Franklin Monroe tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. start. We'll be simulcasting WPGW, and there is no NFHS video. Then on then tomorrow night, the boys will go to Graham, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. There is NFHS video available from there, and we will talk to Mr. Bill Overla, formerly the principal here, and now the principal at Graham. We'll talk to him before the game for about 5 or 10 minutes, probably while the JV game's still going on, and then we'll have our regular Wayne IGA pregame show. So the next week, I think Monday, we have a game that I didn't put on here. I believe there's a girls game on Monday, and I don't have that handy here. Let me see if I have it in my – for some reason, I didn't get it on my cheat sheet. But let me see if I can look that up here. That is – no, I don't see it here. Let me look again. Maybe I can find it here. Oh, yeah, Indian Lake. Girls host Indian Lake on Monday night, and I did not get that on my cheat sheet. That's a WPGW simulcast. Then Tuesday there has been a game, the game that got snowed out over Christmas. The boys will play Tri-Village on Tuesday night here, and that's a simulcast WPGW. Thursday, the girls will host St. Henry. We're simulcasting WPGW for that. And, of course, the NFHS video. Friday, the boys will be at St. Henry. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast with the NFHS video available. Saturday, the girls will host Troy Christian, and that'll be at 12:45. Then we'll simulcast WPGW for that. Then Friday night, the boys will host Mississinewa Valley, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. There will be the Little Indians cheerleaders at halftime of the JV game and the Hall of Fame induction between the JV and varsity games. And that will be for Jenna Jenkins-Nestrick and Joanne Snyder-Hyatt. So big week. We got Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, two games on Saturday next week, plus two games tomorrow. Again, girls at Franklin Monroe, 10 a.m. start, and boys at Graham at 6 o'clock, and we'll be talking, that's when the JV starts. Sometime before the JV game is over, we'll be talking with Mr. Bill Overla. So thanks for listening. Thanks to Jordan and Brian for broadcasting, and Chuck Rohr for some huge technical assistance, and Chase, as always, for getting everything set up and going like it's supposed to. We appreciate that. And, of course, Holly Stein for having such a nice setup here for everybody. And, again, 10:30 tonight, WOSN will rebroadcast tonight's game on their station, so you can watch that if you didn't get a chance to see the NFHS. And if you want to just hear some different announcers, there's some pretty good guys. I didn't get their names, but they're pretty knowledgeable. One of them, I cannot remember his name, but he's the principal at Crestview, or at least used to be, and he was also on the coaching staff there. So if you want to hear some of that, some different announcers for the game, you can watch that tonight on WOSN. So, and that'll probably be on several other times. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you tomorrow. And go Indians, I guess. We hope that everything kind of goes the way it's supposed to. Tomorrow we need to get the ship uprighted and I think Coach Leverett is feeling good about it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.